Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called Yellow Lunar Seed, and it is the second day of the Blue Night Wave Spell, and it is Crystal Moon Day 18. In the Crystal Moon, we are in the third week in the West, and I always pitch that there's an intensity that happens, so I'm checking in with you midweek. Intensity in the crystal moon is going to be different than intensity in the spectral moon or the planetary moon, meaning the third week in the West isn't really like uniform. Every time it's the third week in the West, we're going to have the same patterns of instability or emotionality or acceleration. But we're going to be emphasizing or experiencing vivid alchemy within the particular tone of the moon that we're passing through. So like, for example, in the crystal moon, everything can be exponentially, driven by cooperation. Everyone is cooperating, and all of a sudden, that's the experience that's amplified. On the other hand, other aspects of the crystal tone are this idea of kind of being among others, being in a gathering situation or an accidental crowd, just drawn toward people. So you could get overloaded by that, or maybe it's not that you can't tolerate it, but you're just suddenly so aware of how many people you've magnetized into your life this moon, and you become dizzy with the realization of that kind of change from earlier stages in this year. Oh, I have an example. In California, finally, we were set free from wearing masks if we're vaccinated in almost all situations. And I don't know, by now, it's not that I don't know that I have like a moral or political position about it, but I have mask fatigue. I am tired of having things in my, breath area and communicating through plastic, plexiglass, and masks and being a low talker. I was really ready, and today it happened. So I think that's kind of an example of what it's like to be out in the world and experience amplified change in relationship to the universal experience, which the crystal moon describes the collective experience, the cooperative one. But that's not very personal, and so each one of us could dig a little deeper and be like, well, you still have 3 or 4 days to go, but what is the intensity of this week? What is fast moving? What is passing through me emotionally? It's funny because the white dog wave spell, you would think that that could be very emotional, and for me, it had a lot of challenge that was heart-centered. But I didn't get very emotional. I got really like frozen, probably some kind of resurrected trauma memory. And then here we are moving into a new wave spell. Some of the pressure off my heart, honestly, you know, the focus on the heart in White Dog is wonderful. But stepping back now into Blue Knight, a totally different energy field, all of a sudden I felt sort of weepy or sad, you know, sad without this freezing or seizing up that I've been caught in, just more of a blanketing sadness. And I guess I attribute that to the invitation of this Western week to feel feelings and let feelings be what churn through us. Okay, I get really fixated on this week, and I guess because I just really love permission and orientation to change. As a person born in the West, and you know, particularly a storm, I just really like it when we're allowed and encouraged to move faster and move with a feeling awareness. The Blue Knight wave spell, I love Blue Knight. That's sort of another thing about myself I've discovered. I just do love Blue Knight. I love dreaming so much, whether it's the Blue Knight wave spell or any time in my life. My dreams are super interesting to me. You're never going to hear really about dreams from me, though. I don't think dreams are interesting to other people, unless maybe you're in someone's dream, then it would be kind of fun to hear about. But I dream about people all the time. And an example that I kind of live for, to the extent that I no longer am really in amazement, is dreaming about people the day that I wake into their Mayan tribe. So 2 days ago, I dreamed for the first time in ages about an ex-boyfriend. It was White Cosmic Wind. He is a White Wind. We broke up on White Cosmic Wind years ago. And I dreamed about him. And I was just like, if I were like, had more verve, I would be like, oh my God, that is unbelievable. But it's totally believable to me now because it happens all the time. So you might want to see if that happens to you. If it happens to you with some evidence, I mean, making an experiment, you don't have to give me details, but just like see if it happens more than a couple times, you know, moons from now, send me an email, because I don't know if it happens to other people. I would sort of assume so. So dreams are already this, I made a major commitment to dreaming. I think since it's like hopefully 8 hours of our life, it's one of the best parts of being alive. It is a huge part of being alive. Dreams are real, meaning either they're not just allegory or symbolism, but for me, my dreams are a soul level story that I occupy. I don't think it's just imagination. It's pretty mind-blowing if you think about your dreams, that are the detail in dreams. If it's something that you're not remembering because you've never lived it, then what is it? Because it's so detailed and weird. And my dreams are very realistic. See, this is the time for you to really think about what your dreams are. And if you don't tell other people the content of your dreams, I really think that that is an awareness for people to have, that I don't know if it's important to tell other people about the dreams you dream, but I'm interested to know if there are themes in your dreaming, meaning if there are characteristics. Like, I never dream I'm flying. I never dream that I'm with aliens or, you know, dragons. And there's nothing fantastical about my dreams. They are super realistic. But to me, then they become even more interesting because they're so realistic that it's like a real world. So if you dream about flying with dragons, is that like thematic for you? Is that what you dream about all the time? Or do you go in and out? Like, I'm flying with a dragon here, and now I'm hanging out with the person that I met in a college chemistry class 30 years ago. You know, like, does it change, or do you have one, like, way of dreaming, predominant way? I'm going to start asking the people in my life that, because I'm curious. What happens in the blue night time, as I recall, is that you kind of never have to wake up. That daily life, when you are awake, has a lot of dream-like resonance. And so there's a fluidity between night and day. Our dreams are amplified at night. I think that's the case in the blue night wave spell. We're sort of called to pay attention, and they get really out there or abundant, you know, complex and abundant and memorable. Like, you live them so fully that you are really awake in them. And then when you wake up, there is a residue of the dream world that occupies your day. So that's why I like it. That's why I like it. I love it when my unconscious, subconscious experience while I sleep imbues my day. I love days that are dreamlike. And I'm so committed to that that I don't really fit in. And this is not like a braggadocio. It's just what happened, and it's completely because of natural time. Because natural time is already such a commitment to thinking about things in the iconography that we often assign to dreams. And so it's just become my way. And it doesn't mean that I can't hold a conversation in the real world. It just means that I'm often in my own thoughts and that they're dreamy. So this is a good time. The blue night wave spell is a good time. The other thing about blue night that I want you to check in with immediately is that it has the word abundance with it, and it tends to be kind of a money grab. There is a way during the blue night wave spell that we will identifiably feel endowed, financially gifted in some way, dumb luck running into a boondoggle, like a cash award, or you know what I mean? Like, just like I won the lottery kinds of experiences. Maybe not that one, you know, that's like really grandiose. Not very spiritual to win the lottery, but I just want to not give examples because I want us to find out, like, as we go, finding money on the street, but also, I don't know, finally getting payment for something that you're owed, or, you know, just like this is the time when there's suddenly like extra money. And it doesn't have to be money, I guess. It could be just like a thing, an object that you're given that you feel makes you abundant. But it's often money. So that's cool. That counteracts some of our Mercury retrograde spending. I have this kind of reverse attitude about this blue night moment because I'm laughing because I spend a lot of money on plumbers and electricians and fixtures and supplies, and sometimes the things that we install don't work and it's time to go get a new one or another one. And I just have to be like, oh, okay, so there's another thing about abundance where you can actually just spend money. I am making someone else, you know, cash rich by giving them my money. But that's been a real struggle for me in my life, to let money flow out without anxiety. So perhaps this blue night moment could have abundance sort of as a state of being and the willingness to kind of give it away without, you know, holding on tight till the last minute. That could be part of the offering of this particular wave spell, maybe. So far, we've had blue magnetic night. You can think about yesterday and what you attracted. just in terms of, not an interesting story, but just like a kind of synchronicity I'm talking about, is I'm remodeling a house, and Blue Night is very much about the house. It's about the hearth that we live around, the shelter that keeps us safe enough, the enclosure that takes us out of nature proper, where we are under threat of predators, if we're indigenous or not. The dwelling, the shelter, is what Blue Night is. And so I'm always working on my house, the house. And on Blue Magnetic Night, I just sort of was like, okay, well, at the end of this wave spell, I should be really close to some kind of arrival point. And also on Blue Magnetic Night, I'm going to build a little house on my property. I mean, effectively a tiny house, an 8x12 shed, you know, that you can put a bed in. I'm doing it because the upper property has an incredible view of San Francisco Bay. And I just really want to be able to go up there and sit in an enclosure and see it. See that view, because as I said, I don't really like going out in the world as much as some people to socialize. I like going into the mountains and hiking. So I'm going to make a house. We're not going to make it in the Blue Night wave spell, but on Blue Magnetic Night, finally, the man who's going to build me this tiny house and I connected, and I just could relax because it was the perfect day for it. So we attracted our purpose yesterday. Find out what yours is. I think mine is the ability to spend money and to work on my home proper for another 13 days to see if I really get there, if I get to not finish, but something masterfully close. You have your version. Today is Yellow Lunar Seed, and we're going to identify the challenge, the thing that will lift us up eventually, but feels like a mountain to climb at the outset. The challenge of the Blue Night Wave spell lives in Yellow Lunar Seed this day, this portal day, and I don't know yet what it could be. You know, we're challenged by the second day of every wave spell. It's when we identify the challenge. It's not that we are challenged today, but yellow lunar seed identifies the challenge within this Blue Night time. We will have experienced the challenge yesterday, but today it's clarified for us what it is, because it's a day of polarity and separating black and white, good and bad, this and that, just like yin yang. There is, in the lunar tone of the natural time cycles, the Mayan calendar, the same theme as in yin-yang. So I can't yet say what my challenge is or yours identifying it, but that's what the work is today. Not the work, just it's the path, the practice. The observation, the awareness comes in each day, each tone. Each tone has a question. What is my challenge is the question for the lunar tone. So check it out. We've been in a lunar year for a long time. Blue lunar storm. What is my challenge has been the question for this whole year. So, I mean, I'm really clear that my challenge is that I don't really like participating in most of society. So, I mean, now, I'm not sure that was true when I was, you know, 30, but this advanced pre-apocalyptic post-internet experience in California is a little much. So this year, that seemed like I could identify that that's my challenge. I could identify that it's challenging for me to fall in love in middle age after having a lot of love affairs or experiences, full scale relationships that were painful. So that's a personal kind of, oh, that's challenging. And it's real. I can identify it. I will have 10 years, 11 years now to unravel each of these things, my resistance to how human civilization is turning, as well as my question marks about how do we find righteous and, well-matched partners. I don't have to say it's my challenge. I've given up on either of those. It's just like, that's my challenge. That seems, I'm confronted with that. And, oh, I see this 13-year wave spell is going to take me on a trip. And in it, on the journey, these particular challenges that I can think of today are going to be transformed. I like to say transmogrified, transmuted. They're going to be changed because I will be forced to grow through my own resistance and paralysis and being situated from a vantage point where I can't find my community or my partner. So that's cool. As we get to the end of the lunar year, I'm like, well, that's cool because we're getting to the end of being forced to think about, identify a challenge, you know, underscore, this is my challenge. Next year, the electric year, which is a yellow seed year, it's 40 days away. Yellow electric seed will ask, how can I best be of service? And we get kind of out of ourself, you know, like our struggle. How can I best be of service is like the tenet of recovery from addiction. It's not about me and my problems and my appetites, my hungers, my yearnings, my losses, my emptiness, my whole. It's what can I do for someone else? And I'm excited. I'm not like in a rush to get there, but it's always kind of a relief to get to the electric tone and feel that divinity arrives. So we'll have a lot of talking to do about the new year, and I won't talk too much about it right now. Okay, I had a couple of things that were more like, oh, this is interesting, but not fully developed, but something I could lecture on. It has to do with being a blue overtone storm in her 52nd year. I think it's worth me talking about it because I don't know where you are in proximity to 52, but it's a big fucking deal in this calendar. So I'm not saying what I'm doing is a big fucking deal. It's a big fucking deal that I emphasize for anyone who is following natural time or not. I'm just like, well, 52 is, it's a big deal. It's your rebirth. It's your rebirth. So I'm in mine. I'm like halfway. I know, because my half birthday is behind me. And I have to remember that sometimes when I'm just kicking ass or completely burned out in a way on the project I'm doing, because I'm doing it from my very essence, a whole year in my birth astrology. Please know that from 0 to 1 year old, you are in your birth astrology. And from 52 to 53, you are 104 to 105, if you get there. And maybe that's why babies are so amazing, because they're in their essence. Babies are amazing, and Mayan astrology isn't, everything. It's not the most important thing. It's just a really fun, amazing way to look at life. But think about it then, said the person who's in her year 52 to 53. I'm so dynamically myself right now. It doesn't mean I'm the greatest person or the easiest person to be around. It just means I'm really authentic. And so are babies from 0 to 1. And they are. That's why we love them so much. They are adorable, but they seem like little gods. Their purity. But I think that purity is also, from this viewpoint, their self-realization, that you start with self-realization 0 to 1. You are yourself. Then you go on another kind of journey where you start being other tribes annually and you move along through other tones. Here I am reminding myself that I'm blue overtone storm because I have a hard time understanding. You know, I haven't taken a day off since I got to my home in what we call December 6th, and it was the overtone moon, right, of this year, and I turned blue overtone storm, and I have been on every day since, and there's no one to stop me because we have quarantine, and I moved to where I don't know people, and my kids are, you know, live away from me now. Like, there's no one to interfere with me being full force. And the reason I bring this up is that I think that as I move through the world, I know I'm way too much for a bunch of people, maybe most. Blue overtone storm is a lot of tone and a lot of tribe. But I had this whole way of thinking about it while walking in the woods today. And it was sort of like, you know, I think one of my problems is that I sound like I think I'm God, meaning I think I know best what should happen in a whole bunch of situations. And when you're in recovery, which I've been in for a long time, you know that that's like trying to play God. Like, that's not appropriate. That's ego. But I just think that one of the things about blue storm is that the storm in the sky is one of those representations that can be related to a force larger than humankind, therefore, you know, has a kind of otherworldly nature to it. So does yellow sun. I went through this in my mind. So does red dragon. There are a bunch of them. White wind. I'll think of more. But some of these tribes are perfect for insults or criticisms that you've received in your life. I wanted to do like all 20, but I don't have it formulated yet. But I'm just like, oh yeah, if you're a blue storm and people have acted like you're way too intense or, you know, I'm not, this is too self-aggrandizing now. I mean, I'm just can't say aloud here. If you think that you're God or know what's best for others, that could just be like a tribe attribute that we can't squeeze into humankind here and now, postmodern. You know, yellow sun people. I was in love with a yellow sun guy for a while, and he was just so like given to fury or given to joy or given to bossiness. And he was just really, he was definitely playing God, or he was playing like Zeus, you know, not like the God that knows better, but the God that has all the power of the sun. And, you know, that was just perfect for who he was born to be. You know, if you're red dragon and everyone's like, you think, you know, you act like you're my mother. That's exactly what you are. You know, I understand that in the vernacular of human failing, you seem overbearing or over nurturing, over attentive. Everyone, you want to pull everyone into your lap. But you know what? That's like, that's who you are. And I can go through them all. I mean, I just podcast instead of writing books, but maybe when the house is done, I'll start writing again, because then it's really organized and it can be a resource, which is helpful, an encyclopedic thing. I will never just put it all online, because that's my whole huge awakening, is my resistance to just having things up on the internet. But I care about all the other tribes and what you've been called out for, critiqued for, that is actually just part of your essence in this system of human design here. So that's exciting. And I appreciate it. I got a nice email from someone who said that my storytelling was fine. So I don't have any stories to tell right now, but I really appreciate that, because I am a self-conscious person about
putting too much of my personality here, but it's a relief if it's can feel interwoven. And it's just a relief to know that I'm reaching people, because it really reaches me to reach out to you. It helps me find myself. And that's it. I am Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.